This is KURA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Dallas County may not be housing 2,000 more kids from the border, but many children are already here. Brian Arce is one, and he's convinced that living in Honduras has become too dangerous, especially for kids. That's why he came to join his mom in North Texas. Brian Arce grew up in a small coastal Honduran town called Arizona. The 14-year-old was mostly raised by his grandmother. His mom left for the U.S. before he was two. He's been wanting to join her for years, in part because of his neighborhood.
A la par de donde yo vivía, vivía alguien que se llamaba Rigo, que él era un poco loco.
Right next door, there was a man named Rigo who was kind of crazy. My grandmother couldn't take care of me anymore, so my mom sent for me.
Everyone, Brian says, was scared of Rigo. He drank a lot and would get angry and violent. Sometimes he'd throw his own wife out of the house. Nearby, a soccer field had become a battleground.
Every Sunday, people would drink there. Sometimes they'd get into fights, and someone would show up with a gun and start shooting into the air.
Brian's mom, Delmi Arce, says this violence is exactly why she wanted her son to join her in Dallas. When she came to the U.S., it was for economic reasons. She was 18 and traveled with her then boyfriend. She's 31 now, and they've had two more children since they arrived. She says she's grateful Brian survived the trek north.
Thank God I didn't lose my son. Thank God he's with me, but it's hard. It's hard for the parents and the children because they're exposed to a lot of danger. If they stay, they're in danger. If they leave, they're in danger.
Brian's journey late last year wasn't as treacherous as some. He came by bus because his mom didn't want him to walk. The two-week trip took him through Guatemala, El Salvador, and Mexico. He and the coyote, or smuggler, crossed the river on a small inflatable raft. Border Patrol caught him after he tried sneaking around the main road. He was sent to a detention center in Laredo.
I was really scared, and I was sad, because when I got there, I saw a bunch of kids laying on the floor. They just gave us sandwiches. They weren't very good. They gave us water, but it had chlorine in it, and nobody drank it.
Brian spent time in three different centers before transferring to a shelter in Chicago. That place felt more like a school, he says, because the kids were taught things. Learning wasn't always a priority back home. In Honduras, Brian says, some teachers stopped teaching or made fun of students. Now, his mom says he enjoys school. He's headed to ninth grade at J.J. Pierce High this fall.
I told him the school bus would pick him up from home. He said, wow, how much is it going to cost? I told him, no, there's no cost. The school sends the bus to pick up the children. He was very emotional, very happy.
Brian and his mom are making up for lost time.
I was so happy because I hadn't seen her in 11 years. I was glad we were finally together.
He's also been reunited with his stepsister, who left Honduras a week before him, and two younger half-siblings he'd never met.
It's very different. Over there, I didn't have my siblings. Now, all of them are here, and I love them very much.
Still, there's a lot of uncertainty. In early July, Brian and his mom went before an immigration judge in Dallas Federal Court. They didn't have an attorney, so they were given more time to find one.
I would like him to stay. I don't know what the decision will be. I think every mother who decides to send their children here doesn't do it to harm them. We do it to protect them.
Brian's next court date is scheduled for October. By then, he'll be deep into his freshman year, learning the language and making new friends. Stella Chavez, KERA News.